Good morning, everyone. In this summer series, we've been looking at heroes of the faith, biblical characters whose lives inspire all of us who walk in faith hundreds and thousands of years later. They're like biblical superheroes. If trading cards had been invented back then, they would have had cards like Wonder Woman with her strength and courage, and Supergirl with her amazing powers, and Madeline with her, well, let's see what Joseph came up with.
Joseph is our son, and this is how he sees me. Fair enough, I'm very windy.
But today we're looking at Mary Magdalene. Look at this amazing card that Joseph made for us. Check out her stats. Faith, 10 out of 10. Loyalty, 10 out of 10. Evangelism, 10 out of 10. But here's the thing about Mary Magdalene. Her story didn't start with perfect scores. If we're honest, her story started more like this dirty, stained T-shirt. But by the end, Jesus had given her something completely new and beautiful.
Mary Magdalene lived about 2,000 years ago when Jesus was still on earth. But Mary had a serious problem. Her life was really difficult. Actually, I'll just read it out. So in Luke chapter 8, verse 1 to 3, after this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him, and also some women had been cured of evil spirits and diseases. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons came out, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. So Mary had 7 evil spirits in her, which basically means she was really sick in her head and in her heart. So this made her life miserable and caused people in the town to avoid her. So nobody wanted to be her friend, and she was alone and hurting. So she was like the unwanted dirty T-shirt, and like basically something that nobody wanted anything to do with. But then Mary met Jesus. And Jesus looked at her in a way that nobody else did. He didn't try to avoid her. He saw her as someone who is loved and precious, and he saw the potential in her. So Jesus healed Mary completely. All 7 demons left her. And suddenly, Mary wasn't sick anymore. Her mind was clear. Her heart was peaceful, and she was free. It was like trading in that dirty T-shirt for a clean one, for the most beautiful one you'd ever seen. So just as we read in Luke 8, Mary was so grateful that she was healed that she actually used her own means to support Jesus and his ministry. So Mary went from being one of the people that was the most avoided in society to being in Jesus's inner circle, like really precious and trusted. So she followed Jesus everywhere, learning from him and serving him.
For 3 years, Mary followed Jesus and learned from him. But then something terrible happened. Some people decided they wanted to hurt Jesus. When Jesus was arrested, most of his male disciples got scared and ran away. But not Mary Magdalene. Let me read what happens when Jesus was put on the cross. Matthew 27, verses 55 to 56 tells us, Many women were there, watching from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee to care for their needs. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. John 19, verse 25 shows us she came even closer. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Even when it was dangerous and frightening, Mary stayed near Jesus. She never left him. even in his darkest moments. After Jesus died, Mary made sure to see exactly where his body was placed. Mark 15, verse 47 tells us, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, saw where he was laid. And then Luke 24, verse 1 says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Even after Jesus died, Mary never stopped loving him and caring for him. She prepared spices to honor his body. While most of the disciples were hiding, Mary never stopped showing up.
Early on Sunday morning, she actually went to look for Jesus, to go to his tomb. So in John 20, verse 1 to 2, it says, early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one who loved Jesus, and said, they have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We don't know where they have put him. So the tomb was empty, and Mary was confused and upset. So she ran to tell Peter and John, and they came to see for themselves. After that, Peter and John left Mary, but Mary actually stayed at the tomb. And she was crying. But this is the really cool part. So Mary stood outside the tomb crying. She wept. She bent over to look into the tomb, saw two angels in white. One was seated at the head of where Jesus was laid and one at the foot. And they asked her, woman, why are you crying? And she replied, they have taken my Lord away and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned and she saw Jesus was standing there, but she didn't realize that it was Jesus at first. So Jesus asked her, woman, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for? So thinking he was the gardener, she said, sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have put him and I will get him. So Jesus said to her, Mary, and she turned towards him and cried out, Rabboni, which means teacher. So when Jesus said her name, Mary, she recognized Jesus immediately and she realized that Jesus was alive. So now we're gonna play a game. Oh, where are the blindfolds?
Oh, maybe that.
Go on. So we're gonna pass out some blindfolds to kids and we're gonna ask one at a time for people to come up and we're gonna see how this actually plays out in real time. Adults, you can play along too, just close your eyes. Okay, kids, everyone put on your blindfolds. Put your blindfold on, please. Okay, adults, anyone who wants to play along, close your eyes right now. Come on, Jesus says that we're meant to be childlike. Close your eyes. No, you don't have to. It's not compulsory. Okay, number one, please come up.
Jesus is risen.
Okay, who do you think that is?
No, stay up here.
Who do you think it is? Whose voice was that? Okay, one more time.
Jesus is risen.
Okay, take off your blindfolds. You're right, it was Rachel. Well done. Okay. We got two more people for you to guess. Blindfolds back on, please. Okay, come on up. I almost said her name.
Jesus is risen.
And Hermione, well done, yeah. See, there you go. Okay, last person. Blindfolds on.
Jesus is risen.
Who's that? Well done, it was Carly. Oh, good, okay, you guys are good at that. So do you see how when you're used to someone's name and they're familiar to you, even when your eyes are closed and you can't see them, you know who it is? So that's actually why it's so important to read the Bible, because that's how we get to know God's voice. So when he speaks to us and he calls to us, that's how we know that it's him talking to us versus some other influence. That was not written down. That was off the fly. I like that. Ooh.
Now, before we hear the rest of Mary's story, let's think about something fun. If you had your own hero card with your name on it, how do you think you'd score? Let's think about it together. Faith. How much do you trust Jesus? Maybe you're still learning, and that's okay. Even a 3 out of 10 is a great start. Loyalty. Are you someone your friends can count on? Do you stick with people when things get tough? Courage. Do you stand up for what is right, even when it's scary and uncomfortable? Do you try new things? And evangelism. Do you tell others about Jesus? Maybe you've not done it yet, and that's okay, we can learn and we can grow. So now, turn to someone next to you and share one score you're proud of, or one you'd like to work on. So remember, Mary didn't start with perfect scores either, but Jesus helped her grow into the amazing hero we're learning about today. He wants to help you grow too. Let me finish reading what Jesus told Mary from John 20, 17 to 18. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascended to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. Now here's something really special. Back in Jesus' time, when something important happened, people only believed it if men told them about it. Women's testimony wasn't accepted in courts of law. Their words wasn't considered reliable. But who did Jesus choose to be the very first person to see him alive? Mary Magdalene, a woman. And not just any woman, but a woman who had once been very sick and who everyone had rejected and written off. Jesus could have appeared first to important religious leaders or to kings or very important people or his male disciples. But instead, he chose Mary, someone society had completely written off. Because of her faithfulness and because she never stopped showing up and never stopped loving, Mary became the first person to share the good news that Jesus was alive. She was so excited and joyful, she had to run and tell others. And now, 2,000 years later, people all over the world are following her example and telling people about Jesus.
So let's look at Mary's card again. So she has perfect scores, but remember that she didn't start off that way. She started with a dirty t-shirt kind of life, but Jesus saw the potential in her. And we're called to do that, right? Like, for the rest of our lives, we're called to refine ourselves to be more like Jesus every day when we meet our challenges. And Mary's story shows us that no matter how our past looks, Jesus can give us a brand new beginning. And maybe you've made mistakes. Maybe people have been unkind to you or unfair to you, and maybe you feel like you're not important. But Jesus looks at you the same way he looked at Mary Magdalene, with love and with a plan to use your life for something beautiful. So most of you guys in here know me, right? My name's Madeline. It actually comes from Mary Magdalene. It's a version. But I share more than just a name with Mary. I share her history too. I wasn't possessed by demons that I know of at any point in my life. But I had a dirty t-shirt kind of life. Whoop. I used to be really ashamed of my past and what I've done, but I'm not ashamed anymore. Not because my past is any different, but because I was washed by the blood of Jesus. So the sins that I'd committed in my past and the awful things that I had done, they don't bother me anymore, because even though my past is still the same, my past is still the dirty t-shirt, but I myself am no longer ashamed. I've been cleansed from it. So I don't feel dirty anymore. So, and that's what Jesus gives us an opportunity for. No matter what you've done, whether it's shouting at someone or murdering, I don't recommend that you try to be the worst. But the thing is that no matter how bad you have been, it doesn't matter, right? Jesus doesn't judge us the same way society does. No matter how bad things have been, Jesus is the Redeemer. So everyone has a story of how Jesus has helped them or changed them in some way in their life. And it might seem small to you, but it's important to Jesus. So remember that with Mary Magdalene's story, she started with a dirty t-shirt life. She was sick, alone, and rejected. But Jesus saw her differently. He gave her a clean, beautiful t-shirt, a brand new life, and a purpose. And the most important part, actually one of the most important jobs in all of history. And she was part of his inner circle. That's a really precious part of, history, really. This to say that your past doesn't define you. The mistakes that you've made and the sins you've committed don't define you. What other people think of you don't define you. The only thing that defines you is Jesus. And if he made a trading card for your life, he would give you perfect scores, not because of how you behave or the things that you do day to day, but because of the potential that he sees in you. And I want you all to remember that. It's not about being perfect and striving. We're meant to try to be like Jesus as much as possible, but we're going to fail because we're not perfect. But God does see us. He sees us as his children, and he doesn't judge us for all the horrible things that we've done or even will do. So just like Mary, Jesus is calling you by your name today. He wants you to trade your dirty t-shirt for a clean, beautiful one and be a hero of the faith. So all you have to do is say yes to Jesus. That's it. And then do your best to follow him. So now let's pray together and thank Jesus for the amazing way that he loves us and gives us a new beginning, just like he gave Mary Magdalene a new beginning.
Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus. You are the God who transforms people and transforms lives. Thank you that you know us and you love us. And you love us as we are, but you love us enough not to leave us that way, that you are intimately involved in our lives every day. And day by day, you are working with us and loving us and transforming us. Lord, we invite you more and more into our lives to transform us and to grow us into heroes of faith. You know our potential, Lord, and we give you our lives to do as you wish. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen.